Hey, it's Randy Miles in the studio with Chancellor Cersei. So that means it's Reach Out Thursday. And today is going to be a really special segment. It's talking about answers to the question, why me?
Yeah, Randy. So this is actually going to be two parts. So today the scripture is going to be 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. And it says, "And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me." So this why me, this is a question that almost every Christian asks at some point in their walk with God. Mm-hmm. There are three answers to this question. I'm going to discuss the third one next week. But the first one is pretty simple. Everything that happens in your life is not caused by God. Your furnace probably went out because you had it for over 50 years. Your engine probably blew because you forgot to put oil in it. You probably lost your job because you were never on time. You probably keep getting tickets because you keep speeding. So we cannot accredit every bad thing that happens to us in our life as just a test from God. The second answer to this question is, as Christians, when you come to Christ, he doesn't promise that you won't have problems and struggles, but he promises that during those hard times that he will see you through and provide a way out. This question is second nature to ask during hard times. I talked a couple of weeks ago about trusting God during times like these. But instead of asking God, why me, ask yourself, why not me? God's tests and trials only make you stronger. I used to always get upset, and I mean always, like every time something happened to me, and blame it on God. And just being transparent, I used to say stuff like, come on, God, where are you at? I be serving the devil? God, you never show up when I need you. And this was post salvation, like after I came to Christ. But it's human nature, or a better term is that it is carnal nature or fleshly to have these thoughts and responses when things don't go your way, or how you think they are supposed to go. But then I grew in my wisdom and understanding and began to understand that this is the time for me to show people how strong my God is. This is the time for me to prove how loyal and faithful I am to God. You know how it is when you are a bench player and you finally get in the game and you want to play hard and prove that you deserve to be in and deserve to be on that team. Well, when God calls your number, instead of complaining, prove to him your faithfulness. You can't just love God when things are going good and bail when they get tough.
Right.
Prove to God that you aren't just using him for the good things. Stick around and fight. Every test you go through was designed for you personally. That's powerful. And that is what this scripture is saying. God's grace is sufficient for you. I might not have to go through what you go through and vice versa, but what I go through is sufficient for me. The grace that he extends during this time is what I need. I told you guys before, I used to look at the riches of other people and question what I was doing wrong in my walk. But once again, God's grace is sufficient for me. Everyone has their own level of grace. But when you conquer that test or trial, the Bible says that your faith has been approved and you will honor God. So remember to be strong when you are tested. And instead of asking God, why me, maybe you should be saying, God, pick me.
Ooh, amen. This is really good. You preached to me today. And next week, we're going to take on this why me part two. And Chancellor comes to us each Thursday at this time for Reach Out Thursday. And you can find him on his website. It's called
SoulWinningQuest.com.
And Facebook as well.
Yep. Find me on Facebook at just my name, Chancellor Cersei.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Randy, for having me.